foreign social security, is it still the same? It's going to be similarly nuanced.
This is the fine. These are the wordings, the small wording in the bottom that no one reads. Now you made me think about the pension income, so I'll go back to the drawing board and study it again, because I'm not seeing significant changes, but I'll have to go back and study it again. So don't take my word for granted on that. So I'll have to go back and study. Regarding the Social Security, this is a huge issue, because whenever we are applying the NHR, the NHR is a 2.0 or the original, is a regime that was thought up for personal income tax. And Social Security is a whole different shebang. It's a different tax, different tax code. And there were no benefits from the NHR on Social Security. So if you're a contractor, you'll have 12 months of exemption, and afterwards you'll pay 20% of Social Security. If you're an employee, you pay 34.75% overall. The burden should be split between the employee and the employer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's your own company, or if you have a big stake in a company, it's left pocket, right pocket. So it's a huge burden. That did change, that remains. And that is a reason why the NHR was still much more efficient in respect of passive income than it was regarding employment and self-employment income. Yeah.
What about on the other side of the table? So instead of we claim contributions, but what about on receiving Social Security? If you're retired and you're receiving Social Security from your country of origin, any difference in how it's treated under 2.0?
It's pension income.
It's pension. And so the nuance would still apply?
Yeah, it still applies.
Okay.
Right. But if it is from Social Security, it will qualify as pension. Even if it is paid on a lump sum, if it is from Social Security or your standard Social Security regime, obviously what happened is the Portuguese tax code was thought out thinking about the Portuguese system. Portuguese system has an institute, the Public Institute of Social Security. Everyone does their own deductions and pays there. And there is one Social Security regime, and then you can have your private Social Security. This was that was in the minds of the lawmakers. When we look at other countries, the systems are slightly different. So you have your public system that will be sort of as our Social Security, and that is pension income if it is paid regularly, periodically, or on a lump sum.
Yeah.
But there are other ways to do it. For instance, Switzerland, I don't think there is a public system. There are private systems that are mandatory, so they should qualify it as an equivalent to our Social Security, because it's they're mandatory.
Yeah.
But the entities that manage those contributions are private, and there is more than one. I would say that would still qualify as pension income. My opinion on that. Okay. And when we look at the United States, obviously, then you talk to me numbers and letters, and it's very difficult to understand sometimes how to frame payments under our Portuguese system. And is it private? Is it public? Is it mandatory? Is it a firefighter that makes discounts and receives something? Well, I think it should be the standard, the public system, even if it is paid by a private entity.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha.